I always like to follow your adjectives in terms of very impressive versus yesterday when you were saying astonishing, like every 5 minutes.
Yes. I think actually this was rational as opposed to irrational exuberance.
I want to talk a little bit about cardiac monitoring, cardiac effects, but one other question about practical clinical decision making. What about the patient who's 6 months after diagnosis or after treatment, a year later, 2 years later, with the AIs, we're much more sensitive now to the long-term natural history of the disease. What are your thoughts about trastuzumab in this situation?
Well, we don't know. Certainly, the HERA trial would suggest that giving trastuzumab post-chemotherapy can be a benefit. So the question then becomes one of how far post-chemotherapy is it a benefit? If we go back to the estrogen receptor case, we actually, as you well know, have a couple of randomized trials that looked at late use of tamoxifen for estrogen receptor positive patients that actually were positive trials, two European trials, fairly small trials, but they were both positive. So will we see something similar with trastuzumab? I think it's a very reasonable question to ask. It's, of course, a short-term question, but an important one for those patients, say, who were on N9831 or B31 and who are now a year and a half out from therapy. I'm not going to be dogmatic on this. I think it's certainly reasonable to discuss it with patients. I think it, to a certain extent, is going to come down to a question of who pays for the trastuzumab.